This is
A Moment Shining by Red Mini Bike One, a Star Wars The Clone Wars Star Wars Prequel Trilogy fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan and has the tags mutual pining, first kiss, getting together, food as a metaphor for love, the inherent love present in sharing food, undercover missions, banter, stakeout. Summary. Far as we know, yes, it's just us. Obi-Wan smiled, leaning back against the steel beam. They sent us because we know the target, and because we work well together, and because we'll get this done quickly and without any unnecessary casualties. Or a stakeout, some takeout, maybe they'll make out. Tell me again why they chose us for this mission, Cody asked, tapping his fingers idly against the damp plywood floor. Obi-Wan swiveled his head around, leveling Cody with a look of fond exasperation, only just managing to keep his own expression steady and stifle his laughter. Cody blinked innocently back. Cody, Obi-Wan started, you know that... No, really, Cody interrupted, waving his hands to punctuate his words. I mean, of all the potential options, they decided to go with you and me. I can't understand the logic behind it. We probably shouldn't be talking about this out loud. It's just us, right? He already knew Obi-Wan hadn't sensed any other life forms, but the way his shoulders had truly relaxed for the first time since they'd landed on the planet, not the feigned relaxation that had been necessary inside all those innumerable clubs, weaving their way through the tumultuous crowds as if they belonged, but the relaxation that came in those hours after a battle, or gathered around a fire with their troops, or in the relative safety of his office as they worked together late into the artificial night, were alone up here. Far as we know, yes, it's just us. Obi-Wan smiled, leaning back against the steel beam. They sent us because we know the target, and because we work well together, and because we'll get this done quickly and without any unnecessary casualties. Cody peered out across the city, the distance of the twinkling lights, and chuckled softly. I should feel flattered, I think. But we haven't exactly accomplished this quickly, have we? I don't know, Obi-Wan said. I don't think we're doing too badly. Some of my missions as a Padawan took months to complete. Distractions from every direction, chasing tangents that didn't matter at all in the end. 4 days is nothing in comparison, I think. You've done a wonderful job keeping us on track. From what you've told me of your master, Cody said slyly, what you really mean is that I'm slightly less subject to whims than Qui-Gon Jinn. A laugh burst out of Obi-Wan at that. Cody cut his gaze quickly away from the way his head fell back, the long stretch of his throat. Yes, Cody, he said eventually, you are absolutely right. Just as much as Qui-Gon followed the will of the Force, he also tended to follow whatever shiny thing it was that caught his eye. I cannot imagine how you two fared on Coruscant. Very badly, Obi-Wan grinned. Very, very badly. The street below was crowded, but Cody could clearly see the main entrance to the bar they were watching, as well as the doorway tucked into the narrow alley running beside it. Still, there was no movement, unchanged over the hours they'd been here. But any moment now, the target would appear, and the two of them would be ready. It was far past time they wrapped this up. I've enjoyed this mission, actually, Obi-Wan said, quieter now, and when Cody turned to look at him, he ducked his head. For all the sewers and filthy motel rooms. Don't forget the sand pit, Cody said, tugging the front of his shirt and watching as a small cloud of dust rose from the fabric. I miss bodysuits. Unfolding his legs to hang over the edge of the ledge, he idly kicked his feet. But I've enjoyed it, too. Obi-Wan smiled. I'm glad, he said softly. Cody swallowed, meeting his eyes and holding it, waiting as Obi-Wan watched him with all the warmth of a summer sky. And yet, he was hesitating. You know, Cody said, looking away again, back down at the bar entrance far below them. I don't think I'll miss the erratic meals either. I could eat a bantha right now. Obi-Wan hummed, just like he did around the strategy table, and on his beard as they pondered battle strategy. You know there's a food truck just down there. We passed it on the way in. I could... Well, it would be no effort at all to duck down there and grab us something.
Cody had seen the food truck as well, and his stomach rumbled just at the memory of it. The sizzling slide of the stir fries, the hot crackle of the fryers, and the steam curling out of the cartons of noodles. Force, that sounds good right now. But isn't that risky? Shouldn't we stay up here? It'll be fine, Obi-Wan said, climbing to his feet. I'll just be a moment, I promise. With a huff, Cody nodded. Fine, all right, I'll keep an eye out. He listened to the soft clack of Obi-Wan's boots as he wandered back into the maze of abandoned construction equipment. The distant squeal as the service elevator whined to life again. Still, there was no sign of the target exiting the bar. The lights of the city twinkled and glowed. Nothing like the stars, but beautiful all the same. Achingly human and twistingly alive. And then, there he was, weaving through the crowd, reddish hair bobbing small and innocuous as he moved towards the food truck. Not a general, or a Jedi, or a soldier, but just one of the millions in the city. Just a man. Cody smiled at the thought, the idea of Obi-Wan being anything other than extraordinary. It was just as easy to love him from up here, watching as he waited in line for the truck and peered up at the menu, brow no doubt slightly furrowed, foot tapping ever so lightly as he considered what to order, as it was when he sat right across from Cody, looking at him with soft blue eyes and that smile like they were sharing a secret. Cody's chest very well ached with the ease of it, like the first gasp of air after too long underwater. Like collapsing into bed after days of endless battle. He could watch him like this always, just as he knew Obi-Wan watched him, and be happy. He could live with this and never want for more. Eventually, Obi-Wan ordered, taking the bag of food and ducking back into the stream of people. A few minutes later, the elevator sounded again, and Cody waited with eyes blurred over the cityscape until he settled down next to him again, closer this time, the bag in his lap. Victory? Obi-Wan laughed. Victory, he echoed, digging through the bag. Cody shifted to face him, folding his legs underneath him, as Obi-Wan handed him a container and a set of utensils. I got you noodles and myself a stir-fry. Sounds good, Cody said, cracking open the lid and groaning at the smell. Thank you. Of course. Obi-Wan scooted closer, taking a bite of his stir-fry and exhaling. Griff, this is good. A bite of his noodles elicited a similar reaction from Cody. I don't know if I'm just really hungry, but this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Obi-Wan laughed, nodding emphatically as he ate. This too. Here, try a bite of this. He thrust the container in Cody's direction, ducking their heads together as he poked through the fry. That little bit there, that's the best bit. Cody took a bite, sighing. Okay, yeah. These people are my new favorite people. We're coming back to this planet. Try some of mine. And so they sat together, quickly working their way through both of containers of food, voices low and relaxed, laughing and muttering. Here, take a bit more of this, and that one's your favorite, right? No, take all of them here. No, I don't want it. And I'm done with this one. I think you finish it off. Go ahead. The food was warm and flavorful and perfect, and Cody felt settled and relaxed and pleasantly full. His shoulder pressed Obi-Wan's, and the city stretched before them. Or take back everything I said, he grinned. I don't care why they chose us for this mission. I'm just very grateful that they did, so I could eat this food and... They sent us because I asked them to, Obi-Wan interrupted. Cody stopped, blinked, looked up at Obi-Wan, whose face was flushed, his eyes bright and warm, so close to him their noses were almost brushing. What? He managed. I wanted... Obi-Wan swallowed. I wanted you to have a break, and I wanted one with you. Cody blinked, glancing down at the empty containers between them. Back up again. Hasn't been much of a break. What, with the sand pit and all? Obi-Wan laughed, quiet and tense. No, it hasn't, has it? There's only so much the Council can do, it seems, when I request something as difficult as getting both of us some time away. But they did it. You did it. We did, yes. Smuggling rings are considered relaxing these days, you know. Cody huffed, a lump forming in his throat, even as his heart began to race. He wouldn't hesitate any longer. "Obi-Wan," he croaked. "Yes?" He set his container down, lifting his hand to curl it around the back of Obi-Wan's neck, closing that final inch until their foreheads were resting together.
"Griff, I love you, Obi-Wan. You know that?"
"Oh, good," Obi-Wan said. "Because of the noodles?"
"Yes, because of the noodles."
Obi-Wan touched the jagged edge of his scar, pushed back the hair at his temples.
"I love you too, of course." "Because I gave you some of my noodles?"
"Yes, because of that." Cody kissed him, the two of them smiling. Simpler than he'd ever considered, but just as natural as he'd always known it would be. A huff of laughter, Obi-Wan tasting of stir-fry. The target would appear eventually, and they would tear from the abandoned construction site to chase them, parting the crowds like the something bigger they were, the fact of themselves they could escape for a time, but not forever. But at that moment, it was just them, and the city was quiet from so far above, and Obi-Wan's hand was warm on Cody's cheek, and it was just as easy to love him like this, it turned out in the end.